Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, 9:09 in the morning. I tell you what, I have Toni Abel right here with us. She, of course, is the director over there of Healthy Neighborhoods. She has made such a difference in so many communities. It is my pleasure to have her here today. How you doing today, Toni?
I am doing great, Miss Ann, and how are you doing this morning?
Oh, well, I'm rolling.
You always are.
I got my latte here. I'm rolling, absolutely. But, you know, we've got so many good things to talk about, so many expanded things. One of the things was that we need to get out there right away is that you were supposed to have the Shred event this Saturday. You've moved it now to the 27th. Why did you have to, why did you move it to the 27th?
We basically, in order to keep compliance with the DEA to have our prescription drug, over-the-counter drug, and pet medication take-back program, we had to have it on the National Take Back Day, which is April the 27th, and we really felt that the prescription drug, over-the-counter drug take back program is a very integral part of what we do at the Shred Day that will take place on Saturday, April the 27th at the Lowe's parking lot beginning at 8 a.m.
Sure. And doesn't it have something to do with more regulations coming down?
It did. Yes, ma'am, it did. And in order for our local sheriff's office to keep in compliance with what they need to do, we felt that we needed to change the date so that they could participate with us.
Yeah. You know, I love regulations, don't you? I mean, it just makes life so much easier to be regulated and not have to think. What a concept.
I can tell that, Miss Ann. I somewhat understand the reason for this is not to lay a heavy burden on our sheriff's office when it comes to storing and keeping all the drugs that, you know, are turned in by people. We can, you know, estimated we can get up to 100 pounds of prescription medication, over-the-counter medication. That's a lot of pills.
That is.
And, you know, for them to have the burden of properly storing it, properly packaging it, and then properly getting it to the DEA for proper disposal, that's a lot of steps involved, and this just makes it a little bit more cleaner.
Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is people have always thought, well, when you don't have pills that you're not using anymore, you can just flush them down the toilet or, you know, and what's the problem?
The problem with that is that it could eventually end up in our water source.
Mm-hmm.
And depending upon what type of drugs or medication people are taking, we can be either really, really happy in Greenwood or we can be really, really sad. So it's just best to properly dispose of them by taking them to the prescription drug, over-the-counter drug take-back program during our event on Saturday, April the 27th.
Now, it's great that that event is going on the 27th, but, you know, the rest of the year, what if you have pills or whatnot that you want to get rid of them? You don't want the summer's coming. We've got teenage kids that'll be hanging around. We've got kids of all ages that'll be at home unsupervised.
The best advice is to properly dispose of them in your trash by hiding them, mashing them up, putting them in kitty litter or coffee grounds so that an individual who might decide to go through your trash to see what kind of goodies they can come up with is a little bit more discouraged to find them.
Right. So,
but definitely do not flush them. Do not put them down the sink.
Yeah. Garbage disposal. No.
No. No. No. Not at all. We want them out of our water system completely.
Sure. Now, of course, Lowe's parking lot, 8 to 1, Saturday, April 27th. What else is going to be going on at that event?
We'll have a free personal document shredding event where you can bring all your old documents, phone books, anything paper to be properly and confidentially shredded. We'll also be having our e-waste recycling event that day where anything with a cord that you can personally carry, with the exception of, yes, we cannot take refrigerators, nor can we take washers and dryers. Obviously, if it does not fit in your personal vehicle, we cannot take it. Those things will then be properly disposed of and recycled by Greenwood County. We do not recycle computers to go out and be used again. Those are completely destroyed and recycled for parts, and all your information will be safely secured and wiped away. We're also doing a lot more cell phones. We do have a relationship with one of the cell phone providers, mm-hmm. where we turn those cell phones into the providers. They are either, and they completely wipe them clean, so all your personal information is destroyed. They will either donate them to emergency shelters,
mm-hmm.
For individuals who use those services to be able to have a cell phone. And they also end up, the ones that they can recycle, They turn around and give a donation back to Keep Greenwood County Beautiful, which is really nice. Yeah, which is really nice. And we did not learn of that until our last recycling event that we had back in October. And I think we received about $70. And that's $70 we didn't have.
Sure.
So we appreciate anybody who can bring cell phones. That's great.
So if you've got them laying around, you've got a couple of weeks to get ready for this event. That is Saturday, April 27th at the Lowe's parking lot.
And can I add one more thing?
Sure.
The other thing, also one of our wonderful sponsors is Greenwood Metro. They will be out providing their grease recycling kits, where individuals, you know, when you do something that has grease in your kitchen and you're cooking, as opposed to throwing it down the sink, which then ends up clogging up your sewer systems or your water systems, you can recycle it by placing it in their grease disposal kit and then placing it in your trash. So that's a really neat program that Greenwood Metro provides for us.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, and everybody fries stuff.
Unfortunately,
but yes. Oh, come on, Tony. There's nothing like some good fried chicken.
I completely understand that.
And every once in a while, hey, it's good for you.
It's okay every once in a while, but we do want to encourage our residents not to put that down the sink and to properly dispose of it using one of Greenwood Metro's grease recycling kits.
Well, I didn't know that. Now, you just put it in the trash when you're finished?
Yes, ma'am. It comes with a little sleeve envelope that you dispose of your grease in a little sleeve envelope. When that fills up, you just put it in your trash can.
And Greenwood Metro gets it
out of the ma'am. Trash? It just goes with your regular household trash. Yes, ma'am.
So it's protected and it won't.
It is protected and it will not spill all over. You know, if you properly seal it, it will not spill all over your trash can in your home.
Wow. If you properly seal it.
If you properly seal it, yes, ma'am.
If you read the instructions, right?
Exactly.
That's really good. We'll have to see about getting some of those, because every once in a while we like some good fried tomatoes or something like that.
Right. That sounds great, but just don't put that grease down the sink.
Absolutely. Now, that's one event that's going on. You also have some other events coming up, and you have some needs out there at the lake that you and I had talked about. We're going to come back and talk about some of those. If you got a question for Tony, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here with Tony, and we are having a good time talking about all the different things that are happening with healthy neighborhoods. We just had a call. Tony, somebody called in and said, thank you for waiting till after tax day so they can shred some more of those old documents.
Well, that is true, and that is one thing I think that when we plan it in the future, along with working with the DEA for our prescription pill drop event, is having it after tax season, because, you know, once another tax season rolls on, you are able to dispose of some older tax documents that you need to get rid of. And the other thing is that, you know, we welcome businesses to come shred materials as well, because that is a service that a lot of our businesses need in order to get rid of some of their documents as well.
Sure. So it's not just for the public. That's what you're
exactly
saying.
Exactly. It's not just for personal paper shredding. We do welcome businesses as well. Now, don't pull up in your 18-wheeler and ask us to shred things. You know, keep it kind of within limits, reason.
You know, and in past years, people have come and shredded mortgages. And
amazed at what people have cleaned out over the years. I think this will be our sixth shred event we've had, fifth or sixth one. And, you know, I'm amazed at people when they, you know, they go up in the attic and they find all those papers. I mean, we've had, like, original bank statements from when, I think this building was a bank.
Right, it was.
It was. And, you know, it's just amazing what people tend to hold on to and then realize that they have to get rid of some of that clutter.
Sure, particularly if you're deciding you might want to move.
Exactly.
And particularly in this environment where you've got to be really careful with your information.
You do. You do want to properly, you know, get rid of it and have it properly shredded in order to protect your identity.
Sure. because the state of South Carolina sure put it out there, didn't they?
Yes, ma'am, they did. That's a whole other show, Ms. Ann.
Absolutely. We've spent some time on that. But, yeah, you want to be careful with your information. So don't be compromised. Make sure you take it up there. That'll be the 27th. You've got plenty of time to get it all together, get it packed up to take it up there. Now, can they bring it in a plastic bag?
They can bring it in a plastic bag. They can bring it in boxes. You know, however they want to bring it, we can take it.
Sure. And don't forget, it's a great time to get rid of that coffee pot, all these things that have broken down over
exactly,
the last year.
Exactly, because they did, you know, another regulation that was passed, you know, you're no longer permitted to put electronics curbside for pickup. You have to have them properly recycled now.
So that means you either have to take them out.
Either take them out to the one of our recycling centers here in Greenwood or bring them to our e-waste recycling event.
That's right.
And I'm amazed at some of the old, old dinosaur computers that we end up getting and monitors, you know, big,
ones
huge
that,
things.
Yeah, the ones that were like 24 inches deep.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so this is just a great way to clean out those closets and clean out your attics and help keep Greenwood County beautiful, keep your Greenwood County clean and green.
Now, from previous years, any idea of how much poundage of stuff goes out of here?
Over the years, we, on average, during our e-waste recycling events, we have over 5,000 pounds of e-waste.
Wow.
Our paper shredding over the years, we have anywhere from 15,000 to 20,000 pounds of paper that is shredded. So that's a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of stuff that is shredded. And as I said earlier, during our prescription drug take-back program, we have anywhere from 70 to 100 pounds of prescription drugs. So that's a lot of little pills.
That is. Unbelievable.
So it's a neat program that we have.
Absolutely. And that's, of course, part of Healthy Neighborhoods. Now, Tony, we were talking earlier about the start of Healthy Neighborhoods. Now, you took it over totally as a separate spin-out program, but it actually was part of the Chamber originally.
It was. Originally, it was the Neighborhood Development Office of the Chamber of Commerce. Back in the days, and some people might remember these names, Stephen Gilchrist, Kim Madden, were former directors of that program, and then I came on after Stephen Gilchrist had left in very late 1997. Actually, I think I started officially in 1998 with mm-hmm. that and remained the director for neighborhood development up until 2007 when we spun off and formed Healthy Greenwood Neighborhoods.
And then since 2007, when you were working back out with this in 1998, did you ever have a vision it would become as large as it is and as diverse that it is?
Yes and no, Miss Ann. Neighborhood and community development work across the country takes on various different aspects and looks to it. We are very different in the fact that we are not a governmental agency. We are completely a nonprofit organization that depends on grantors to our organization. And I think with individuals living in our community, looking at the health of their neighborhoods and wanting to have better neighborhoods to live, raise a family, and play in, they really see that there's a need to have an organization to help them assist them in that way.
Sure. Now, you grantors, so you are dependent on grants.
Yes, we are.
And how have you seen getting grants? I know you've done fabulous on getting them. You've seen some of them, of course, around. But how has the grant writing business been for getting what you need?
It has been challenging. You know, we're very fortunate in we are able to find and secure grants for programmatic needs and for specific projects and programs. But, a lot of times you look at organizations and it costs money to run an organization.
Sure.
You have overhead. You have staff. You have, copies. You have rent. You have lights. You have phones. And trying to find grants that help with that is a little bit more difficult these days than it is finding programmatic grants.
Okay. Now, where is Healthy Neighborhoods office?
We are still housed in the Greenwood Chamber of Commerce building at 110 Phoenix Street. I'm very fortunate that we have a great working relationship still with the Chamber of Commerce, and we're able to have office space there that we do rent from.
Sure. So that's Tony, if somebody wants to call you after the show or has a question or a comment or an idea, how would they get in touch with you?
They can call my office. That number is 864-941-3370. Again, it's 864-941-3370. And, I'd be very remiss if I did not thank some of our wonderful partners that we do have, which include Self Regional Healthcare, the Partnership for a Greater Greenwood County and Economic Alliance, and the Self Family Foundation. Those three organizations have really been the backbone of our partnerships for over probably 10-15 years now.
Well, it certainly is an advantage to have healthy neighbors in a community.
Exactly. You know, when business and industries or retirees are looking to relocate to our communities, you know, they got to look at the neighborhoods. You know, they normally look at the neighborhoods first, and then they look at our school systems. You know, sure. Where do we want to live and raise our family? Where do we want to retire to? And we need healthy, strong neighborhoods to entice those individuals to stay in Greenwood and also relocate here.
Absolutely. Well, you are going to have a meeting coming up on Tuesday, April 23rd at 6:30 out there at the beautiful Stony Point at Bermudas. The State of the Lake,
right.
What's that all about?
That is actually sponsored by Preserving Lake Greenwood. Mm-hmm. Which is another nonprofit organization that we work with. And it's basically an opportunity for individuals to come and learn, you know, how healthy is our lake? As we all know, Lake Greenwood is not only where we receive our drinking water from, which is really important, but it's also one of the number one tourist destinations that we have here in Greenwood County. And we really need to make sure that it is healthy and be aware of issues that are facing our lake and what we as Greenwood County residents can do to assure its sustainability for the future.
Sure. Now, you had a cleanup not long ago.
We did, and we had some wonderful, almost 300 volunteers out there coming out to clean up Lake Greenwood, and we removed approximately 4,900 pounds of trash, debris, rubbish, and recycling from the lake.
Now, is that down from previous years?
It is about 1,000 pounds down, and we're really hoping that, obviously, you know, by continuing to do this every year, we're making an impact, mm-hmm. And hopefully one year, you know, we're going to go out there and not have to clean up the lake is our eventual goal, and that we'll work ourselves out of a job when it comes to one of the projects for Keep Greenwood County Beautiful is the lake cleanup, but unfortunately, I kind of think we'll always need to do it.
Now, 1,000 pounds less. What did you get less tires or
we
what?
We did. Interestingly enough, this year was one of the years that we did not remove as many tires from Lake Greenwood. And a lot of people may be thinking, whether they're driving or listening at their offices or at home, why would tires be in the lake? From what I understand, and this is just, you know, Tony Abel's personal understanding of this, that a lot of the tires are used for catfish fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they put the tires in the lake and hoping that catfish will make beds in them and it's easier to then fish for them. But unfortunately, when you put tires in the lake, the tire goes in the lake and then it eventually leaches out chemicals into our lake, which is very, very unhealthy for the lake.
Sure. And so that's really good news. You have to feel terrific about
that. We do.
That.
I mean, we feel great that, you know, we look at it, that we had the same number of volunteers. And we actually had one more cleanup site this year, which was Camp Fellowship. And we did pick up 1,000 pounds less. And, you know, we did have reports from our volunteers that, hey, there was a little bit less litter than we've had in past years, which is nice.
Sure. So we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking with Toni Abel and her telephone number. You may have a comment or you may have an idea. You know, one of the things that you survive on is expanding the group of neighborhoods that you're working with, right?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Currently, we have about 181 neighborhood homeowner, community owner, and property owner associations that participate pretty regularly on a yearly basis within Healthy Greenwood Neighborhoods in one facet or another.
Sure. But there's more, aren't there?
There are. There are a whole lot more neighborhoods out there that are non-participatory.
Sure. So you might look around at your neighborhood and say, what can we do? And when we come back after the news, we're going to be talking about some of the things that have happened in some of the neighborhoods, some of the ideas and things that are happening futuristically, and the gardens. I think that is tremendous. So don't you go away. You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. My very special guest today, Toni Abel, will be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. My very special guest, Toni Abel. She is, of course, with Healthy Greenwood Neighborhoods. And I tell you what, one of the things that we were just talking about is we are seeing more increases and in kids hanging out in the neighborhoods, this type of thing. That's a good thing that kids are together playing and this type of thing. What's not good is you were just saying, if your hair goes up on the back of your neck, there's something wrong.
Exactly. You know, we have noticed a lot more young people, and I'm just going to say young people in general, out and about in our streets. And, you know, a lot of times, yes, they are doing good things. They're hanging out. I mean, what did you used to do when you were a kid? We hung out in the streets until the lights came on in the neighborhood, and then it was time to beat our little tails home. But with the increase in some of the violence and petty crime that we've had, property crime that we've had, we really need our citizens to be more on a lookout and be more aware of their surroundings. And if the hair goes, you know, if you see something in your neighborhood and the hair on the back of your neck goes up and you get that tingly feeling, you know, something's not right, it's time to call 911 or Crime Stoppers.
Sure.
And I know a lot of individuals are very, very leery of calling 911 because they don't want to be involved. And if that's the case, call Crime Stoppers. Call that number. You will remain anonymous. It's an old rotary telephone, that does not have any ability to trace that phone call.
Sure. And but you do need, and we do, we are, because, I mean, with some of the gangs that we're talking about that are in our area now, we need to take back our neighborhoods.
We do. We need to be more vigilant in our own neighborhoods as to what we allow.
Sure.
I was talking with a neighborhood that said that they had a neighborhood sign up for their neighborhood, and it's been destroyed. I mean, you know what? We got to put that sign back up and show that we're not going to stand for individuals to destroy our property and to make our neighborhoods look bad.
Sure. And, you know, the original, I think, Healthy Neighborhoods actually started with the Neighborhood Watch, didn't it?
Somewhat it did. Yeah. That is a huge program and project that Healthy Greenwood Neighborhoods helps to promote, is our Neighborhood Watch programs. We have a great relationship with not only, you know, the Greenwood Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, 96. I'm actually meeting with the Chief of Police in Ware Shoals on Thursday, to talk with him about increasing Neighborhood Watch programs in the town of Ware Shoals. But it takes people to be a part of Neighborhood Watch. You can put up all the Neighborhood Watch signs you want in a neighborhood. That's not going to stop the crime from happening. What's going to stop the crime from happening within our neighborhoods is the eyes and ears of our neighborhood residents being trained on what to look for and how to report things when things look awry. We just can't stand by idly and say, oh, that house got broken into. Oh, well. You know, we need to take a stand and determine what we can do as homeowners, whether we are renters, homeowners, property owners, and what we can do to our own personal property to make it a less of a deterrent for crime, and how we can stop that crime from occurring in the first place.
Well, I know I've had some of the sheriffs on in the past, and we've talked about this, and they said the best defense is a nosy neighbor.
It is. I mean, that's, you know, it used to be when, you know, kids were out in the streets and they were doing something wrong, you know, Miss Molly down the street or whoever it may be, they knew not to do something wrong in that house because Miss Molly would call the parents.
That's right.
And we really need to get back to that. Sure. And parents need to be more receptive of when somebody says, hey, I saw your child doing something, instead of being defensive for your child. I mean, it is, you know, your job as a parent to correct that child's behavior.
Sure. You know, one of my favorite movies, Tony, is The Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
And where they pick up the phone and they call and, you know, the mom's on the phone. He said, what?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know.
Remember those days?
I do. And I remember having that lava soap put in my mouth because I said something I wasn't supposed to say.
Exactly.
And I knew the consequence if I said something I wasn't supposed to say. It was lava soap.
Yeah.
Which was gritty.
But those type of things really work.
They do. They do. I mean, they are a great deterrent for criminal activity. It's just active neighborhoods with people out on their front porches. You know, this is a great time of year we have here. I mean,
sure.
It's
thank
beautiful.
Thank God it arrived.
It arrived a little bit late, and that's okay. But, you know, the process of nature is catching up with us, and it's a great time to be out and about and walk your neighborhood.
Sure.
Gather up a few neighbors and say, hey, let's go on a walk and, you know, check things out and look around and see what's happening in our neighborhoods.
So if you would like more information about this, of course, you can call Tony 941-3370. Now, you also have a website.
We do. It is, it's kind of long. It was great when I created it, but I wish it was shorter. It is www.healthygreenwoodneighborhoods.org.
Okay.
Or if you just want to call me, I'll be happy to direct you to it a little bit easier. I wanted hgn.org, but that was taken by the Home Garden Network.
Tony, how could they do this?
I know. I tried. You know, it was really great when we thought of it, you know, back in 2007, but now it's really long.
All right. Well, you've got now also, we wanted to talk about the trash. I mean, trash, there just seems to me to be more trash out there. I know some of the neighborhoods are having clean up their own neighborhoods, but you also can clean up on your own.
You can. Healthy Greenwood Neighborhoods, with its partnership with Keep Greenwood County Beautiful, we participate in the Great American Cleanup every year. We've had numerous neighborhoods that have had cleanup events already. We have several more slated, actually one this weekend. Right behind you down on Durst Avenue, Avondale Neighborhood will be having their first cleanup event in over 20 years.
Wow.
Organized cleanup event. And that is the thanks and grace to Ms. Doris, who has really been a proponent to help getting Avondale cleaned up. But it's very simple. Call my office at 941-3370. We provide through the Great American Cleanup, through Keep America Beautiful. We'll provide you with trash bags, gloves, vests, pickup sticks, hand sanitizers for you to get out and organize a cleanup within your neighborhood. It could just be one or two of you all coming out to clean up. I had an individual stop by my office the other day to say, hey, I just want to clean up my street. Can I have some supplies? I'm like, take what you need.
Sure. No. So don't forget about that. But it does seem to me there's more trash out there, and we're going to have to be, again, more vigilant on getting this cleaned up.
It is. On one of our local news websites, there was a lot of comments about our trashy roads. And it's great that people get on there and comment. But instead of working with your fingers on your keyboard, it's a whole lot better just to get out there and pick up some trash. Everybody seems to be pointing to somebody else saying it's their responsibility. We in the great state of South Carolina, we have to be responsible for what our roads look like and what our neighborhoods look like. You know, if we see trash along the roadways, you know, find out, is it a public road? Is it a state road? Is it a private road? And try to organize a cleanup for that road. Instead of complaining about the issue, get out there and do something about it.
Sure, absolutely. We seem to have developed as a nation of kind of, well, that's somebody else's responsibility.
It is.
Nobody likes to clean up.
No, they do not like to clean up. But, you know, it's funny, when we had the late cleanup, people come back. You know, they go out early in the morning, 8:30 in the morning, they come back, they're happy. They've had a great time doing it.
Well, you know what? Cleaning up is something you can see what you've accomplished.
You can. I mean, it's like mowing your yard for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can look back and say, wow, look what I've done behind me. This looks great.
Whereas when you sit down and do a bunch of paperwork, it never seems to end.
No, it just creates more paper.
It does.
I really do encourage people to get involved and clean up neighborhoods, clean up the streets. Obviously, if you see illegal dump sites or something, you know, call either the city or the county and report that. But if it's just trash along the roadways, get a few friends together, some church members, some scouts, some Girl Scouts together, and organize a cleanup. It doesn't take very long. You could be probably done in an hour.
And you'll supply the supplies.
We will supply the trash bags, gloves, vests, pickup sticks, and hand sanitizers for you.
No coffee and donuts, though, huh?
Sorry, not at this point. It's not in the budget.
All right, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, if you've got a question for Tony or a comment, don't hesitate to call us, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
All right, we're back here with Tony Abel. We've been talking about cleaning up. We've been talking about the event coming up, the Shred event and Operation Pill Drop that'll be going on Saturday, April 27th, 8 to 1 in the Lowe's parking lot. A huge event, and so good that we're able to have those here, because, you know, what happens when you don't have those type of things?
I'm not really sure. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, with the Shred event, people just end up either, you know, keeping all that material forever and ever and ever, or it ends up in our landfill. If we didn't do the pill drop, more people would dispose of their medication improperly. E-waste recycling, you know, we really are trying to discourage people from putting it by the roadside, since it is against state law now to do that. And it's just a great way for people to come out and clean up, you know, clean up their personal homes.
Sure.
And then they can go out and clean up the public roads.
Sure, absolutely. Now, we wanted to talk a little bit about what do we want to talk about? The Vidalia onions.
Right, exactly.
A new program, a new thing.
You know, as everyone I hope knows, Healthy Greenwood Neighborhoods helps the has a organization underneath it called the Neighborhood Association Council that's made up of the neighborhood, homeowner, community owner, and property owners associations from across Greenwood County. And those individuals that participate in that program will be doing a Vidalia onion sale beginning this week. Actually, we kicked it off Monday night during our meeting that we had at the American Legion, and selling Vidalia onions for $15 for a 10-pound bag of jumbo Vidalia onions. And we'll be taking orders up until the week of up until May 13th. And then delivery or pickup will take place the week of May the 20th. You can go to our website, which is healthygreenwoodneighborhoods.org, and we have a button on there for PayPal with more information about it. In order, you can just order them from online, and then we'll arrange delivery or pickup of those. This is just a fundraising event that the Neighborhood Association Council is doing to help support Healthy Greenwood Neighborhoods.
So anybody that is an officer or in these neighborhood
exactly organizations? Anyone who is the president, key volunteer within the neighborhood associations is probably taking orders. And if you're unsure of who that is, please call my office at 941-3370 and I can hook you up with them. And if you don't have an organized neighborhood association within your area, I'm happy to provide information on how to organize your neighborhood or give you directions to the website that you can place an order online.
Years ago, I remember when this organization, I think it was when it first started, you actually had classes on how to organize and become a president or whatever.
We do.
Of that.
Yeah. We do.
Still doing that?
We can offer those classes upon request. What we found over the years, it's a little bit better to kind of do them one-on-one within each individual neighborhood. But we can bring that back if the public would like that. We hopefully, back we were talking about crime prevention a little bit earlier, we will be having, hopefully before the summertime, the National Sheriff's Association will be coming down to do a full-blown neighborhood watch training for Greenwood County. And that is taking place from a grant that we received from the South Carolina Association of Community Development Corporations to bring that back to Greenwood to have a full-blown neighborhood watch training program.
Well, that's terrific. We'll have to make sure that
I'll let
we
you
know
about
that.
The dates of that.
Sure. So
that's very exciting.
It is. That's great. And that, of course, will help with some of the issues that we're facing in our community.
Correct. And we have about 9 different neighborhoods going through neighborhood watch training right now. So we're excited to be able to do that and offer that to the community.
Excellent. Well, you know, one of the other programs that I think is terrific, Tony, it's the gardens that, and of course, this is the time of the year where the gardens all get going. What's happening with that?
Well, we are very excited. Currently, we have 18 community gardens that have been funded over the past 3 or 4 years. It all started with Mary Frances Coates in Grendel. She's a very young lady at the age of early 80s who wanted to do some gardening on a plot of land that was owned by the Grendel community. And so she kind of really kicked off the community gardening movement within Greenwood. We started off with 5 back in late 2009. We added 5 more that brought us to 10, another 5 more that brought us to 15 over the years. And then last year, Keep Greenwood County Beautiful was able to receive a Lowe's grant through Keep America Beautiful to add and support the current 15, and we added 3 more, so that brought us to 18 gardens, which I know, Ann, you've talked about the Veterans Affairs Healing Garden. That's
sure.
One of those gardens. The 2 newest gardens are located at the 96 Primary School. They did a mobile garden on wheels, and then at the Ware Shoals Darby Building for their special needs classroom is the 3rd garden. We just received earlier this year a grant from the South Carolina Cancer Alliance to be able to create 6 additional gardens, which now brings us to 25 gardens. Those 6 new gardens will be located in Census Tract 9705, which is the USDA-defined food desert. Now, I can see a lot of folks looking at the radio going, huh, what's a food desert? A food desert is an area within a community where individuals lack the resources and the access to fresh fruits and vegetables within the area that they live in. And that food desert we have here in Greenwood County is located pretty much in Center City Greenwood. So we're looking for gardens in that area. And I do have some leads on some gardens, and we'll be following up with them over the next few weeks. But if you happen to own property or are a member of a church in that area, you know, please do contact me. You don't necessarily have to have a huge plot of land to put on a garden. We can do some container gardening that will work just as well.
Wow. Well, you know, that is terrific.
It is. I mean, the gardening project's great. Last year, the 15 active gardens contributed over 8,000 pounds of fresh produce to our local food service agencies and organizations. That's a lot of vegetables.
That is. Now, how does it work? So I'm not really familiar. How does it work? You have a plot of land.
Mm-hmm. You have a plot of land, and in order to receive funding and assistance from Healthy Greenwood Neighborhoods for the gardening program, you need at least 4 or 5 dedicated individuals. It can't just necessarily be a mom and pop type thing. We really need the community involvement within it. And you do receive some funding for your garden. We have a great relationship with Lowe's, where we encourage our gardeners to use Lowe's as one of their primary vendors, because Lowe's gives us a great discount for our community gardening program, and they've just been a terrific partner for us. And you start gardening. We do offer gardening classes. We do offer gardening classes and expertise. We have several gardeners from our neighborhood gardening program that have been able to go through the Master Gardening Program, including myself, because I figured if I was preaching it, I needed to learn what I was talking about when it came to gardening.
So you're a master gardener?
I am a master gardener, but really, let's not tell that to people. Because I had planted some really lovely plants at my husband's office in Lawrence, and somebody went to his office and asked them, you know, what kind of plants are those that look beautiful? He said, I'm not sure. You need to call my wife and ask her. And they called me. And I was like, I don't remember what I planted, so I've got to go back and look. And then he said to me, well, aren't you a master gardener? I was like, well, yeah, but that doesn't mean I know every single plant in the world. But we do are able to provide, you know, some really detailed in-depth training and, you know, really hold the hands of our new gardeners. We will be having the Pennsylvania Horticulture Society. Sally McCabe will be coming back to Greenwood in the middle of May to do a garden tenders training class, not only for our existing gardens, but new gardens as well. So we do provide the training for community gardening.
Wow. So, you know, if you are living in a community where there's a community garden, this is a good way to learn how to garden to help the community, but then to help yourself too.
Exactly. You know, our community gardens have really given an impact to the neighborhoods that we have gardens in, by having more people out and about in their communities. I know one of our gardens, when this will be probably their 3rd or 4th year gardening with us, their community gardeners, the people that volunteer in their garden, have really lost a lot of weight doing it, because it's great. It's great exercise,
it
and they're eating a whole lot healthier because they're eating the food that comes from their gardens.
That's tremendous.
Yes, so it's one of my passions. I love the community gardening program.
Absolutely. Well, Tony, any other programs that we haven't hit on? My God, we've been talking up a storm here today.
We have. We still, you know, obviously do the Neighborhood Development Leadership Academy classes, where we have an in-depth training class on specific neighborhood issues and concerns. The Neighborhood Association Council, it meets the 2nd Monday of the month at 5 o'clock. We have just moved our meetings to the American Legion because we outgrew the Chamber of Commerce building.
Wow.
Yeah, we, during our 2nd Monday of the month meetings at 5 o'clock, we have anywhere from 30 to 50 to 55 plus people attend those meetings, and we are very gracious to the American Legion for opening up their doors to allow us to meet there on the 2nd Monday of the month at 5 o'clock.
And if you're living in a community that is not organized, you'd love to talk to them.
I would love to talk to you about getting organized. It's not a lot of work when you spread it among many hands. You know, we have neighborhoods that are very official in their meetings, and then we have other neighborhoods that, you know, they meet when they have issues that are going on, and they do community projects when are needed. So it kind of varies on what level of involvement each neighborhood wants to participate in.
So don't hesitate to pick up that phone and give Tony a call after she gets off the air. 941-3370. That's 941-3370. Lots of good stuff. Now, I assume that coming up right before school, you'll have your National Night Out or something.
We do. It's not called National Night Out anymore, Miss Ann. We changed to Celebrate Safe Communities.
Okay.
And that will take place the first or second Tuesday in September, in line and getting ready for Celebrate Safe Communities Month, the National Crime Prevention Month, which is the whole month of October.
Wow.
So we did move the event back this past year to September, and that seemed to work a whole lot better. The only reason we don't do quote-unquote National Night Out anymore is just because the restrictions from the National Association of Town Watch that oversees the program, they specifically said you had to either do it in September, mm-hmm. or you possibly could do it in August, or October. And August, as we all know, is really, really hot and miserable in Greenwood. It's just a lot safer for us to be able to do our event when we would like to do the event and when the neighborhoods that are participating in the event want to do it.
Absolutely. Well, Tony Abel, thanks so much for coming out
here
today.
Thank you, Miss Ann. I appreciate it. We kind of jumped all over the place.
Well, you know, that's what's great about this show. You learn about a lot of different things. You'll actually be on the radio again this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Great. Thank you.
You can go back and listen to yourself if you choose. But we'll be out there promoting it, and we'll be posting a podcast on the website.
Great.
And a video will be on YouTube, Tony. So
Appreciate that, Miss Ann.
You're welcome. Yes, that's right. So make sure you catch it if you don't catch it this afternoon. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks again, Tony.
Thank you, Miss Ann.